Okay, so today we're going to talk about Schar Shabbos. The Gemara in Bav Metzia Nun Ches Amud Aleph says that if you hire Hasocher Sapoa Lishmor Sapara, if you hire a worker to watch a cow, according to Rashi, talking about a paraduma actually, or to watch the children, to babysit, I think Rabbi Schechter notes that somebody told him that this is the first time in written history that the idea of babysitting is mentioned in all of human literature. This Tosefta. So anyway, if you hire a worker, ein nos nem lo schar Shabbos, you may not give him schar Shabbos, lefikach ein achrayis Shabbos alav. So memeila, there's no achrayis for Shabbos upon him. Hayasachir Shabbos, sachir chodesh, nos nem lo schar Shabbos. But if you pay him by the week, you pay him by the month, then you give him a whole month's payment, even though part of his job is to work on Shabbos. Lefikach achrayis Shabbos alav. So memeila, since he's getting paid for Shabbos, so he has achrayis on Shabbos. Nimtza sheyesh iser schar Shabbos. So therefore, we have an iser of schar Shabbos. And it's important to note that this applies even for things that aren't a malacha, right? Watching the tinok is no malacha involved. But still, you may not get paid for Shabbos. But if it's behavla, like the example over here, that you're being paid for the week, you're paid for the month, then there's no problem. So why is Schar Shabbos Aser? So Rashi writes in Ksubas, Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, Gzeira Mishamekach Umemkar Uschiros. That's the reason why it's Aser. In other words, even if this isn't exactly Mekach Umemkar, but it's Gzeira Atu Mekach Umemkar, and therefore it's Aser. If you look at the Beis Yosef in Shin Vav Hei, he notes that the Isser is because of Mimsel Cheftzucha V'Dabar Davar. Sorry, it's not because of Mimsel Cheftzucha V'Dabar Davar. It's an independent Takana. And that's why we'll see in a moment that even though Cheftzei Shamayim are Mutter, it's not clear that there would be a Heter here for Cheftzei Shamayim because it's an independent Isser. Like Rashi says, it's Xerim Mishom Ekachumem Karus Chiros. Now, the Isser is upon the Poel. It's not upon the Baal HaBayis, as we'll see. So that means that if the Poel is a Nachri, there's no problem because there's no obligation on Shabbos. You can't ask a Nachri to do Malacha for you, but if you hire non-Jews, like waiters, you can't pay them on Shabbos either. But you are allowed to pay them for their work on Shabbos. But the converse, if you had a Jew working for a guy, it would be Aser, because like we said, the Iser is on the Poel. Now, there's no Iser, not only, there's no Iser only for Schiras Adam or Kalim. We'll see in a moment, that's why there are times that you are actually allowed to take payment for things that you sold beheter on Shabbos. We mentioned this last time in yesterday's shir, that under certain circumstances, a shopkeeper could sell something on Shabbos. You can't use a lashon of kinyan or the like, but it's okay for him to get payment for that. It's only aser for schiros and for kelim, and we'll see maybe even when there's no out-of-pocket expenses. Now, what about if it's passive Schar Shabbos? In other words, let's say the worker is not, the person receiving the Schar Shabbos isn't actually doing anything. Could he still get payment for doing nothing? So it sounds like the answer is yes, from a Sugyan Ksubas Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Remember there is talking about the halachos of an Isha Moredes or an Ishus Mored. An Isha Moredes meaning she's not fulfilling her wifely duties, or a husband who's moreid, he's not fulfilling his husbandly duties. So the halacha is that for the wife, she gets deducted from her ksuba if she's not fulfilling her duties. And the husband, if he's not fulfilling his duties, then they're mosif al haksuba. They add to the ksuba. So the Gemara says that when he's moreid, we have to do it in a way that does not include Schar Shabbos. Maishna Ihu Diavinam Le Shabbos, Umaishna Ihi De Lo Yavinam La Shabbos. So what's the difference? Why, when she is Moredes, because it says over there, it's, I think, Shiva Tarpekayim, Tarpek Liyom. So the Gemara answers, Ihi De Mifches Kapachis, when she's Moredes, it's a deduction for Ksuba. Lo Mechzik is Schar Shabbos. That doesn't look like Schar Shabbos, because she's not getting anything for Schar Shabbos. She's losing. Ihu Dosufi come Mosva. But when he is Moreh, they add on to her Ksuba. So then, Mechzik is Schar Shabbos. That looks like Schar Shabbos, and it's Aser. That's what the Gemara says. So what do you see from there? You see from there, when he's Moreh, we couldn't just say, okay, every day he's Moreh, she gets $10 more to her ksuba. That would be mefsi kischar Shabbos. Now, it's not like she's getting paid in a certain sense, but she's not doing anything, right? She's being a fine person. It's the husband that's moreid in some way, right? The husband's moreid. He's not being with her, let's say, or something like that. And now every day, $10 gets added to her ksuba. That's a problem with Schar Shabbos, even though she's totally passive. So what you see from here, l'chora, is that even passive Schar Shabbos is aser. Maybe you could be docha the raya, because it says it's mechzik Schar Shabbos, it's not actual Schar Shabbos, right? The mitzvah there writes it's like Maris Ayin. But okay, so it's not Schar Shabbos, it's mechzik Schar Shabbos, it's the aser of that. So either Schar Shabbos or mechzik Schar Shabbos, when somebody's passive but they're making money on Shabbos, it's us. And Tosfos and Yud Tes Amud Aleph and Shabbos points this out. And therefore it's us for renting a house, or renting Kalim or the loan. We're going to see at the end of today's shiur, that's why, for example, there's even a shaila about a bank account that accrues interest, right? I'm not doing anything to accrue the interest. I just sit around, and if I have money in the bank, I make some interest. In the olden days, guys, there was a thing called a savings account that paid interest. I don't know if they don't have those anymore. So the point is that that's a problem, because we see from this Gemara Ksubos that even passive Schar Shabbos is a problem. How you solve the problem with the bank, we'll get to at the end. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, though, tells us there's an exception to this, and that is Havlah. That when the Schar Shabbos is subsumed in the broader payment. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins this, and Sif Dalet it says, Haya Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, Schir Shavua, No Sein Lo Schar Shabbos, Lofika Chachray Shabbos Allah, Lo Yomer Lo, Tein Li Shel Shabbos. You can't say to the guy, pay me for Shabbos, Alomer, Tein Li Schar Shavua, pay me my week's wages, or my month's wages, and that includes Shabbos, pay me 10 days worth of wages, that's okay. So that's the heter of for 5 days. And I pay them all together. I pay them 5 days.
Rebbe, you're breaking up. Adam, is it me or is it?
No. You're right.
Oh, okay.
How's it going, Yosef? I can't hear you now. No, I can't hear either of you.
Okay. Yeah, you can hear me now? I'm the host. Nice.
Yeah. All right, so continue share.
Yeah, right.
How's it going?
Good, it's good. Oh, we're back.
Okay.
Are you there? Does everyone hear me?
No.
Can you hear me?
So
if I'm hired, for, I hire someone for 3 days, for 5 days, and it's basically, they're hired per day. I just happen to pay them together. I pay them for 5 days together. That is not havla. Just because you pay them at the same time, that is not considered havla. The heter of havla is only when it's a single schiros. There's a machlokas poskim, how you define this. So what's the halacha if I hire someone for a month, but I could be chozer? In other words, I hire a worker for a month. Say, I'm going to pay you, you know, or a week, let's say. I'm going to pay you $700 a week. That's okay. But I want you to know that any day I want, I don't want.
I think he's bringing up.
Yeah.
I wonder if it, like, what happens for his screen. Does it continue, like, as if it's normal for him?
I don't know. Should we message? I mean, I guess he knows now.
Does he, like, does it show him that he's out of the video? Oh, he's back.
I don't know why this keeps on happening, but if it happens again, I'm sorry this keeps on happening. If this happens again, I'm just going to call in on my phone because this is getting annoying. Okay. The halacha is, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So the halacha is that if what's the halacha if the maskir, if the employer is able to be chozer. In other words, he says, I'm hiring you for $700 a week, but any day I don't want you, I'm not paying you, right? So if you're not going to work Wednesday, you'll get paid only $600 that week. So the Ramah sounds like that's usher, because now effectively, even if they happen to work the whole week, you're basically hiring them $100 per day. And therefore, that's a problem with schar shabbos. Even if you go ahead and you end up having them work the whole week and you pay them $700 for that week. But really, the truth of the matter is they're just paying them $100 a day. That's what the Ramah writes in Sif Dalet. So again, we're in Siman Shin Vav Sif Dalet. Vim scharo l'chodesh, v'hisne l'shalem lo kol yom kach v'kach, v'kri schir yom v'asr. However, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf quotes that there are those that disagree. The Shvus Yaakov says, no, he brings a raya from the Ran, that the pshat is that still you're hiring him for the week. You're still hiring for the week because presumably you're not going to be chozer. Since I said I'm hiring you $700 a week, and the stam is you're going to get paid $700 per week, the fact that theoretically, if I want to be chozer for a day, that doesn't make it not schar Shabbos. And therefore, the Shvus Yaakov is meiko. Everybody agrees, though, by the way, that if a worker could be chozer for a day and he wouldn't get paid, that's still considered havla. In other words, if the worker is getting paid $700 a week, but if he doesn't show up Tuesday, he'll get $600, that's not schar Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. And in Yud Ches. Now, he quotes over there, and the Bi'ur Halacha explains that the Chayadim disagrees with that. According to Chayadim, even if the worker could be chozer, let's say a worker got $700 a week, but I tell him each day he doesn't go up, he doesn't get paid. The Chayadim is machmir. He says that's not considered havla, because you're essentially a schir yom. Mishnah Berurah says, in that case, we are meiko. Workers are still considered weekly or monthly, even if they aren't paid for the days that they miss. The only machlokas between the Ramah and Shvus Yaakov is the opposite. If the employer has the right to cancel them for a day, then the Shvus Yaakov is meiko, Ramah is still machmir. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph that even though Havla is mutter, of course, only if you work during the week, right? Shiyidna ala shomer, she is more gambio. So even though it's only a couple hours per week, right? Let's say he's working 10 hours on Shabbos and 1 hour before Shabbos and 1 hour after Shabbos. So the vast majority of his work is on Shabbos, no problem. And even though the Mishnah Berurah writes that he's going to work a little bit on Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa says, let's lav dafka. Even if he's just going to work on Erev Shabbos, he's going to work as a waiter, right? And you're making a simcha, you hire a waiter, Jewish waiter, and you pay him for the job. The job is basically, 12 hours worth of work, which comes out to be 1 hour on Erev Shabbos and 11 hours on Shabbos. That's no problem. That's still going to be havlah. So let's give a practical example. Let's say I want to have a babysitter for Shabbos. I don't know, my wife and I are going to bar mitzvah on Shabbos. We want to hire a babysitter. So we can't hire her to pay her just for Shabbos work. That would be a problem. And even if I told her, look, we want you to babysit 3 hours on Shabbos, 3 hours on Sunday, and we're going to pay you $10 an hour. So I'm going to give you $60 total. That would also be wrong because those are two separate jobs. She's being paid for Star Shabbos. If you want to do this, what you need to do is hire her for a single job, which includes work on Shabbos and during the week for a single pay, let's say of $60. And then when it's formulated as a single job, which is kola, work on Shabbos and Sunday, but it's a single job for a single rate, then that is mutter. Now, there's a big machlokas.
Do you consider her Rama?
No, because it is a... in a certain sense, the getter of the heter is that havla'ah is mutter, right? That's what we saw when we read the Gemara of Metzia, that when they made this iser, they said it's only usher for being paid for specifically for jobs on Shabbos. So as long as it's havla'ah, it's mutter. I think that's exactly keeping the rules here. You're hiring her for a job that includes Shabbos and Sunday, and you're paying her total for that job. That's exactly what the heter of havla is.
Paper Rebbe.
So we're going to get to cases which might be harama in a second, but I don't think that's harama. I'll give you examples of maybe cases that are harama. Let's just talk about...
Can I ask a question? Does it have to be consecutive, meaning that rate for those hours for Shabbos and let's say Sunday, does it have to be consecutive hours or once I'm saying?
I could hire her on Tuesday and Shabbos, but it's one job for which there's one salary, and that's okay.
Okay.
So what about a dvar mitzvah? So the Rishonim disagree if there's a heter for Tzchar Shabbos b'makom mitzvah. This is 2 days in a Mordechai, Ksubisim, and Kuf Peites. And this is very common, a Bal Kore, a Chazen, a Bal Tokeya. On the one hand, maybe we'll say it's mutter because it's Cheftze Shemayim. On another hand, we say no. We don't say Cheftze Shemayim permits everything, as we've noted already in yesterday's shiur. Maybe it depends on the question that we discussed earlier in terms of what's the iser of Masa Umatan. Is Masa Umatan, as we discussed yesterday, aser because of Mimtzo Chetzcha V'davar Davar? Is it aser because of Gzeru Shema Yechtov? We saw 2 days in Rashi about that. If it's aser Gzeru Shema Yechtov, then we wouldn't be matir for Chetzik Shemaim. If it's aser because of Mimtzo Chetzcha, then perhaps we'll say Chetzik Shemaim is mutter. So this might be what the debate hinges on. It's not clear. Lemaisa, the Beis Yosef actually says a little differently. He says that the tzad to be matir is simply b'mako mitzvah lo hamidu difrayhem. There's an exception. Now, the root of the question might actually relate to how you understand the case of that story in Bava Metzia. If you remember, the Gemara Metzia is talking about a babysitter and a cow sitter. The question is, what are they? Why are these kids need babysitting? So according to Rashi, we're talking about a case of a paraduma and tinoko shelo yitmu, right? So they would, these kids that were raised in such a way so they would never become tame. And in other words, it does sound like we're talking about a dvar mitzvah. And still, It's usher. So if you learn like Rashi, it's probably mistaber that bar mitzvah is going to be usher. But the Rambam doesn't learn that case that way. He's just talking about a regular babysitter, not necessarily bar mitzvah. So there's more room to assume that bar mitzvah might be mutter. The kids are to machlokas rishonim. Halacha the Torah and some in Tav Kuf Pehe writes that the pshitas it's usher. Shulchan Aruch quotes the in Shin Vav Sif Hey, quotes the Machmir view, the Machmir view Bistama, but he adds that there are those that are Matir, right? His lesson is Asr Liskor Chazanim Lispal B'Shabbos V'yesh Mi Shematir. So it sounds like he's so same Lachmir, but he quotes Mechilim. However, if you look at Simon Tuf Kuf Pehe Sif Hey, sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is no tilakel. He says you're ain't a ros him in bracha if you do this, but it sounds like it's mutter. And the Beis Yosef in Tav Kuf Pei Hei brings a raya from the Gemara Pesachim, daf nun and a base to be make of. The Gemara over there talks about the Meturgamim, the translators that would either translate or they would be shout out the drasha of the Rav. And it says over there that they're not Rosim and Bracha because it's Machzik Yitzchar Shabbos. So the basis is, oh, it sounds like there's no Isser, it's just not Rosim and Bracha. So it is a Machlokas, not clear how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So what's the point anyway if you're not going to be Rosim and Bracha? But I think it is true that if you do it Beheter, for example, Al Yidei Havla, then we wouldn't say Eino Rosim and Bracha. In other words, and you're acting totally permissibly. So the question is, are there any Eitzos? As we said before, there's a very common question. Bali Kriya and Bali Tkia, Chazanim. Is there any Eitzos? Is there any Heter? So the obvious Heter is Havla, that where they're being paid for something they do during work that they're doing for the week. Certainly, if they're being paid by the week, by the month, that's certainly okay. But what about if you do something during the week? So let's say you hire a chazan to be the chazan for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. He's going to be paid $4,000 for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But oh no, that's Chag Shabbos. You say, you know what? Tell you what, we'll also pay you for Mincha on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Right? That's great. Right, we're going to pay you $4,000 for the job. This job is Kolel Mincha Erev Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So Rishon Zalman Arabach is quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perek Chaf Ches Arakov Nemes. It's not going to be a break. That's a harama. That's not right. Why? Because nobody ever gets paid for a weekday mincha. Right? In the history of the world, the chazan was never paid. But under normal circumstances, the chazan is never ever paid for a weekday mincha. So therefore, that's a joke. Because you can't include something for which nobody's ever paid, a weekday mincha. If you're kolel, something that you might pay. So I think the classical eitzah that they do for chazanim is they pay the chazan also for doing the first night of slichos. First night of slichos, then you have a chazan, that's a... So that talk is something that they get paid for. So you're being paid for the job. The job is kolel. First night of slichos, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's fine. That's fine. But just throw in a weekday mincha, so that's a joke.
What about for preparing?
We're going to get to preparing. That's much more complicated.
Uh-huh.
The next Eitzah is Matana. The Mishnah Berurah writes this Eitzah in Siman Shin Vav Sivkan Chav Dalet. In other words, he writes, V'choshesh Devei Ostrian, Lo yikzov betchila, U'mashalo kechachar kach, Yishlomar shu derech Matana. That's fine. So, again, this has to be legitimate. It can't be a joke. I can't, sign a contract and hire a worker and then say, oh, you know what? This is just a matana. Give me a break. And that's discussed if you look in Orcho Shabbos, Parakhaf Beis, Ha'ara Kufnun Aleph. So if you hire him explicitly, you can't just say afterwards, this is a matana. But oftentimes, this is a fine heter. In other words, oftentimes, there's an understanding that the shul is going to pay the chazan, is going to give him something nice afterwards. But it's given b'toras matana. They never made a formal agreement or the like. I know a mohel who does this. A mohel, you go ahead and you ask this mohel, how much do you charge? He'll never tell you. So you always, if you hire this mohel, you have to ask somebody else, like, okay, what, you know, what's the right amount to pay him? He says, I don't charge. Whatever you give me is great. So that's okay. So then if you want to pay him for Schar Shabbos, it's not Schar Shabbos, it's a matana, because if Yutaka said to him, I'm not going to pay you anything, he'd have no time against you because he didn't tell you what he's going to pay. So everybody knows, you know, he knows that you're going to pay him. And what are you going to pay him? You're going to pay him whatever everybody else pays him. I don't know, $500. That's what everybody pays the guy. So you know, and he knows that you're going to pay him $500, but he never agreed. And it's given to Taras Matana, so that's okay. So that's an Eitzah. I know of a shul that does this for their chazan. The chazan isn't, every year they have the same chazan, and every year the shul gives him a gift afterwards in appreciation for his being a chazan. But that wouldn't be a problem because it's not structured as employment. The third Eitzah, which you guys mentioned, is to pay for practice. In other words, the guy needs to practice. He's a chazan. So this isn't always true. Sometimes you have a crackerjack balkore. He doesn't need to practice at all, right? He just gets up there and lanes. A chazan, he does it every year. He doesn't need to practice. So obviously it doesn't work over there. But let's say most Bali Kriya, they do have to practice during the week. So is it okay? Now, why is it not at all clear? The reason why it's not pashut is because Lamaisa, you never pay the guy. You never pay people for practice. If the guy practiced all week and then he didn't show up on Shabbos, you could show up. Oh, you know what? I get half my wages. I practiced, right? And not only that, but Lamaisa, if he lanes on Shabbos perfectly without needing to practice, you would pay him. And if he practices but doesn't lane, you would pay him. Nobody pays for practice. This isn't like kindergarten, you know. You know, when you're in elementary school, you tell everybody, oh, that counts as the effort. It doesn't matter the results. But in the real world, it doesn't work that way. Tachlis. You know, nobody gets paid for practice. You get paid for services. So to go ahead and say, well, we're paying you for practice. So some poskim don't like that. Other poskim say, no. Even though you know and he knows he's not being paid for practice, but varm shebelev enim dvarim, and since you stipulate in the agreement, we are paying you for practice. We're paying you for your practice on Thursday and Friday, as well as your laning on Shabbos. You stipulate, you write it in the contract, you tell him. So even though, again, you know and he knows, you're just doing this to avoid Schar Shabbos. But the reality is, that this is the way you structure this employment, it's okay. So this is a big machlokas poskim. It's not pashut. Yerucha Shulchan writes that the minhag is to be makel. And I think that is the minhag to be makel. The reason why we're makel is because it's a tziruf also with the opinions that say, anyway, Schar Shabbos doesn't apply to mako mitzvah. So because they're makilim anyway for mako mitzvah. Now, I don't know if we would, you know, we would be matir this if it's not mitzvah. If you hire somebody as a waiter and he says, well, I'm going to practice a waiting before Shabbos, you know, work on my technique, right? So I don't know if we would be making on that. But here, so the Velt is makel, and certainly I don't think you should, enlam chos b'makilam. What about a doctor? So there is no isser on a doctor. And this is for a couple of reasons. One reason is, if you take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Kamchot Daled, something there about a Miyaledes, and the Dirshu note 21 over there, they didn't create this chumrah by doctors, this Isser Schar Shabbos by doctors, because if they were afraid that if they don't get paid, they might not agree to do it, right? Or they might be misatzel, they might be hesitant to work on Shabbos, and it would lead to pikuach nefesh. In fact, they quote over there from the Stipler that even if the doctor doesn't want to take payment, you should still try to pay them. Okay, you give it to them as matana, right? Somebody goes ahead and, you have a Jewish doctor on Shabbos, they agree to see you, they say, no, I don't take money on Shabbos. Hey, you can't force anybody, but you should try to pay them. You should try to pay them or give them a gift or something like that. That's why some say it's mutter. The Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says it's mutter for another reason. He says it's mutter because Shabbos is nidches etzel pikuach nefesh. So therefore, Shabbos is nidches. There's no iser. Reb Shechter says another reason why it's mutter for a doctor. Shastra says the reason why it's mitzvah for a doctor is because doctors are never allowed to charge money, right? You're not allowed to charge money for doing a mitzvah that you have to do anyway. Just like, so our doctor's paid. Schar batal, just like Rabbanim, right? There's no issue of schar Shabbos for Rabbanim. So the truth is that typically for a Rav, there's not an issue anyway, because it is havla. They're not paid for services rendered. You pay the Rav a certain salary per year. And this includes lots of different things, including Shabbos. But Meshechter thought, even if he had a Rav that was mamish only a Shabbos rabbi, right? His whole, he can't ask him any shilas during the week. He comes every Shabbos, he gives a shir, he gives a drasha, and that's it. That's this whole thing. Still, it wouldn't be Schar Shabbos. Why? Because you're not allowed to pay a Rav for teaching Torah. You're not allowed to take money for teaching Torah. It's also to take money for teaching Torah. You have to teach Torah. If you know Torah, you have to teach it. And likewise, if you know how to save people's lives, you have to save people's lives. So why is it mutter to take money, for Rav to take money? It's Schar Batala. Schar Batala. You're paying the Rav so that, or you're paying the doctor so he doesn't become a stockbroker and make all this money, you know, selling stocks. Instead, he goes and he saves people's lives. That's where pay a doctor. So sin, and the same thing for a Rav. So therefore, since you're not anyway paying for services rendered, you're just paying for Schar Batala. So anyway, there's no Shaila of Schar Shabbos. Another place where this Shaila comes up a lot is, are you allowed to pay for the mikvah, right? Pay for the mikvah. A woman goes to the mikvah Friday night. Everybody knows every mikvah goes ahead. And they say, you know, it's $18 if you use the mikvah Friday night. So why is that mutter? Why isn't that Schar Shabbos? So the Noda Yehuda, Tanyana or Chaim Simon Chavav addresses this question. He says, the reason why it's mutter, he gives two reasons. Number one is it's a Dvar Mitzvah. Okay, but we know that's not so pasha. Many Rishonim don't accept that. So then he says another reason. He says, because, well, you're allowed to charge for expenses, right? We said that before. In other words, just like we said before, if you're selling something on Shabbos in a permissible way, or you're selling Shabbos needs, right? You have a store. So there's a way for a person to take a bottle of wine on Shabbos and pay for it after Shabbos. You can't mention a lashon of kinyan and the like. So you're allowed to take money for expenses on Shabbos. So if I have a mikvah, there are expenses, right? You have to pay for the wood to heat the mikvah. You have to pay for the electricity. You have to pay for all these different expenses. So therefore, since I'm allowed to charge for expenses, so then the payment is a form of havlah, because you're allowed to charge the guy for expenses. So let's say, the mikvah fee is $18, of which 10 of it is from the expenses of heating the mikvah and the like. So then that's havlah. The total amount includes permissible payment, and that's a form of havlah. Now, the Orchu Shabbos in footnote 149 objects. He says, it's not so pashut because you're not paying for the expenses. You're paying for the service. It's true. He could have charged you for the expenses. Now, does everybody agree that if it costs, you know, if it costs me $10 of wood to heat my mikvah for you, then I could charge you $10. But that's not what I'm doing. I'm not charging for the expenses. I'm charging you for the service. And therefore, it really is Schar Shabbos. Lemaisa, the minhag is to be mako on this. It's not so pashut. But Lemaisa, the minhag is to be mako. And one additional tzad lahakel, I think, is because Lemaisa, as we said before, the prohibition is upon the recipient. It's not upon the person paying. It's upon the person receiving the money. And in a case, at least, of a communal mikvah, there's not really a recipient. It's the community, right? We're not talking about a case where a person has their own private mikvah that they're being paid for. So who's violating the Isser? Nobody's really violating the Isser. Now, obviously, we don't rely on that on its own. We insist that our our institutions follow the halacha. But nevertheless, that's more of a tzad to be mekel. Plus it's Schar Shabbos, plus maybe the argument of this type of havlah is mutter. So we mentioned before that passive Schar Shabbos is usher as well, like you see from the case of the Mored S and the Mored of the Ksuba. So Moshe or Chaim therefore brings up the issue of a bank. So banks, you're making money, and the banks pay, 1%. 1%, but it's paid per day. Not like they pay 1% per year. It's 1% per day. Not 1% each day, it's divided up, but the point is it's a patient page day. So therefore, emotion is really should be a problem of Tzachar Shabbos for interest you get paid from the bank. So is there any kulas? So Rav Moshe writes that there's a very simple kula. It is actually, you know, there's a lot of background noise. Okay, so Rav Moshe says there's a following kula. He says that, look, we know that the banks, they pay per day, but how do you define a day? 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. till 12 p.m., right? It's a 24-hour unit. So every day is kolel, both chol and Shabbos, right? Friday night is kolel Friday day, and Saturday day is kolel Saturday night. So it's havlah, right? You're being paid for weekday payment kolel Shabbos. It's no problem. So when does it become a problem? It comes that maybe you'll say it's a problem for a two-day yantif, right? Then you have a problem. But he says that's also okay, because fake a dioma, and it's fine. We treat a two-day yantif as really each day independently. Ah, so when would it be a problem? It is a problem for... Good morning, Zach. We're just finishing up the previous year, and then we'll do the next year in just a minute, okay? So when it comes to two-day Rosh Hashanah, because when it comes to 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, then we say it's really one day. Or alternatively, we have the same problem when it's, let's say, Yantif is on Friday and Shabbos, like we just had for Shavuos. So over there, then we do have a problem with Schar Shabbos. So what does Rav Moshe say? Rav Moshe says, Tak, it's an issue. So when you close up your account at the bank, you should leave some money in. You know, calculate how much interest you got from the Schar Shabbos every time there was Rosh Hashanah or 2 day Yantif, and you calculate, you know, I don't know, I got the $13 of interest over the years, and I'm going to leave in my bank account after I close the account. I'm going to leave $13. I'm going to say to the bank, here, you know, I'm paying you back the Schar Shabbos. I don't know how practical that is. That's what Rav Moshe writes. He says, if you can't do that, at least give it to tzedakah. So when you close up your account, you should try to calculate how much interest you got for Schar Shabbos and then give that to tzedakah. Other poskim have kulas on this. None of them are so clear. There's a Ber Moshe who tries to be makel based off of the Shvus Yaakov that we said, based off of the Ran. It's not a Pashut kula application of this at all. I didn't really understand it. The Orach HaShabbos in Ha'ara Kuf Nun Dalad quotes a Sfarah to be makel from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach based off of a Reb Chaim. It's also not Pashut, because Reb Chaim said that in a Shita we don't paskin like. There are different snifim lahakal, but maybe the best thing is at least to approximate how much you got and give that to tzedakah, like Rav Moshe says. Lamaisa, you know, nowadays I think a lot of bank accounts don't pay interest anymore anyway, so maybe the question is moot. All right, am I going to go? So we're going to stop over here. We're done Schar Shabbos, Be'ez Hashem, we're done Kosev and Mochek. And we will pick up Sunday. So I have a graduation on Sunday at our regular time of 12 o'clock. So question is, when should we have shiur? So I have the my other shiur at